about to embark on a new journey to expand your mind with the possibilities of healing through energy work. Energy is all around us, and our bodies are designed to self-heal. Together, they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. This free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
Welcome to the Free Energy Healers, with your host, Jenny Satori.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Free Energy Healing. My name is Jenny Satori Davis, and I hope you're having a pretty decent day or night or whatever dimension you're in. tonight technically is supposed to be a test show because, say that three times fast, test show. Because last night I did like a quick bonus show and this network, Blog Talk Radio, just pretty much cut me off, you know, and I was like, oh my God. And then I was able to hear some of the playback, and half of what I was saying was completely cut off. So I'm like, well, maybe it's my connection, although I'm pretty well connected everywhere else. I don't mean spiritually, but might as well. But I'm saying my Wi-Fi and my internet is pretty darn good. So I thought, okay, maybe it's the Skype thing. So I'm trying this on direct talk here at Blog Talk Radio and hoping that I don't get cut off again like that. You know, so technically not a real show, but actually a show because I'm here and I'm talking. I guess it would be considered a show, at least on this network. One of the things that I'd like to say is I have really enjoyed so far being on Blog Talk Radio again. I have my own network, yes, Intuitalks. I wanted to come on here specifically to do my energy work because I was looking for people I don't know and people who don't know me to demonstrate the power and the beauty of the universal energy. And I've really been pleasantly surprised to find that people are open-minded and able to share their vulnerabilities with me, more so than me, you know, helping them with their energy. You know, I think that it's been really very interesting and very humbling to be able to do that, you know, and I think that sometimes people, they come on to, you know, any media platform, excuse me, where you can do video or audio or both. And I think they would rather feed their ego than their heart at times. And it's kind of tough because, you know, you get into this limelight sort of scenario and then, you know, before you know it, you can become, you know, with the big head and say, oh, yeah, they love me and, you know, this and that, and then forgetting about why you started to begin with. And I'm not tooting my own horn, but I pride myself on the idea that I really would much rather be anonymous and just help people rather than get my head filled up, you know, and I think it's worth mentioning because a lot of us do things and we're not even aware of it yet, you know, and it sometimes stings, you know, like if you hear it at first and they go, what you talking about, Willis, you know, is she talking about me? Or, you know, if it becomes a personal ouch, it might be something to look at, you know. I certainly don't come on here and target anyone. I'm very proud of a lot of people I know and how well they do with their own endeavors. But, you know, anyway, yes, since I'm here and I'm doing my testing and I'm hoping that people can hear me through this direct connect thing rather than the other way, you can call me at 516-666-9920, and I will take your call as long as I'm on the air and help you out with a free personal energy healing. What does that entail? That pretty much entails energy moving into another energy, basically your energy. And I sort of harness the energy that's all around us and move that into your energy to help create change, okay? And I hope that makes sense to you. I understand that we come from all different walks of life, and with that comes different beliefs, you know? And I realize that when I come out here and offer this kind of energy work, as opposed to even psychic readings, which have become more welcomed. I think the, never mind, I was going to say redheaded stepchild, but that's not proper anymore. No. You know what I'm saying? It's like the healing aspect is still quite stigmatized, or, you know, like, oh, I don't know, you know. So thank you for your open-mindedness, okay? And yeah, definitely still a test show. So I'm talking up a storm as I always do. I'm going to take a break and go look and see if I could be heard or if I have my chat room open. I don't even know. So anyway, let me pick something to play here. And I'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can we still recall the time we cried? Bring on news to the other side. Bring on news to the other side. Ah! Come on!
See you.
time I hear that song after I imagine Light My Fire starting, that next song on the greatest hits of the Doors. So anyway, Break On Through by the Doors, that was. Welcome back to Free Energy Healing. I do hope you're enjoying my little test show or whatever. It's really not, there's not a whole lot of content going on. There was just a few things that I wanted to check on. And one of which is when I do energy healing, I noticed that, well, in fact, one of my callers had mentioned to me that when they are listening live to another energy healing, they have actually felt the benefit themselves, even though the energy wasn't directed to them. So what happened is in the archives, it seems that Blog Talk, when we have dead air, they cut it off now in the archives. And I think generally that's a great thing, because who wants dead air in their archives? But for these purposes, it's sort of like if others want to come and listen in the archives, they might not get that benefit because, for instance, there's one person who received an energy healing and it sounded like I worked on them for all of 2 seconds. I just said, okay, I'll start now. And then I came right back in the archive. It sounded like really, you know, you thought this energy healing was magic. Well, you ain't heard nothing because it took 1 second flat, according to the archives. So what I decided is if I do energy work, I will play like a little quiet music file so that y'all can benefit even if I send energy. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play that file and make sure it's not too annoying to deal with. In fact, I might play it on a lower volume. But for the benefit of those who are listening in archive, you can go ahead and receive the energy right now. So I will say, if you don't want to receive energy, get the heck out of Dodge right now. You know, turn the computer off or your phone or whatever, because I'm going to be sending the free energy healing out as sort of a test for this broadcast, okay? But what I'm going to do is play music so that even people in archives could enjoy it if they'd like to. Okay, makes sense? Makes sense to me. All right, let me find that file, and I'm going to keep the volume relatively low, and we're going to make like I'm giving an energy reading, and I'll play the music. See, I don't want it to like screw up the whole vibe either. So, and I have found my chat room, and I have found that I have people in it. I haven't really looked at how Blog Talk is these days. It's like a different chat room and a different setup, and I'm here kind of because of yesterday. I see my friend Gabby in there, and Randy B, hi. I'm not sure I know you, but welcome. And then Random Brain Activity, I think, I hope it's not, I'm not wrong, but I think that might be Bob, who is also a friend. And if it is, hello. Well, if it isn't, hello too, you know what I'm saying. So anyway, I am just trying to make sure that I don't get cut off again like I did yesterday. And then there was other times in other broadcasts I had done, it sounded more convoluted than usual. It was more Jennyism in play when I was getting cut off and I didn't even know it. So it may be, hopefully it's just a Skype thing and doing the direct thing is better. So with that being said, let me just play my, I literally have it labeled as sound filler, you know, and it's when I do live healings, I want some sound so the people in the archives can benefit. So like I said, if you're not interested in receiving energy, this is the time to shut your phone off or jump out of here or whatever, but I'm just going to test that baby out right now. And here we go. Alrighty, that's kind of like one of those, a fabric softener commercials music or something like that. I don't know, but I think that will do the trick. I did send the energy out. It's a little bit distracting for me, but I think if it benefits those that want to listen in the archive, we're going to go with it, you know? So welcome back. If you just came in to listen and you're like, what the heck's going on? Who knows, guys? Who knows? It's Free Energy Healing Show by moi. I try not to like push my name and my website and everything. If you really want to know, you can probably look on the page. What I'm really interested in doing this show and starting it back up here on Blog Talk Radio is to demonstrate, you know, the universal energy and what's possible with it, you know, and that's why I sought out to go away from my own network, because I wanted to find people that I don't know who, you know, have no belief per se. You know, I think that sometimes there are healers or psychics who say that you have to have a level of belief in order for things to work, you know, for lack of a better word. And I don't believe that. In fact, I enjoy healthy skepticism, because you don't have to believe in anything or believe that anything works for something to work, you know. And I don't think the universal energy cares either way, you know. So that's the beauty of coming on here. I know that it's kind of a strange thing to be back at a place that seems a lot different now for me anyway. But getting back to everything, I had entitled this show, You Are Supported, and it was from yesterday. What I wanted to talk about is the idea that there are people right now who, perhaps they're alone, perhaps they feel alone, even if they're around people, you know, different levels of loneliness, you know, which is not a bad word, but people take it as such. But that feeling that you're not supported, and it's just to me, it's amazing with my own beliefs that people would feel that way. But it's important to know that you are supported. It doesn't have to be a physical thing. It's really one of those unseen situations. It's intangible. And I wonder sometimes if people find that to be not as helpful to them as it being tangible. In other words, even when we lose loved ones and they're no longer there physically. And people say things like, well, they're there with you. It's not really as much of a comfort as we'd like it to be. Even if we believe that, there's a disconnect there because we're not seeing or not feeling immediately how that would be if they were actually in the room with us. And I think it works the same way when it comes to spirit, our team, our guides, our angels, however, whichever. I mean, it can be the State Puff Marshmallow Man for all I care. If you believe in something, that's what I'm talking about, you know. And there is a sense of presence that I think we all have, maybe not all the time, but in one point of our life or other, you know. And so much is going on in this world that there is a complete to our own emotions, to what is our own emotions and what is our own thoughts, and so on. You know, it's like the whole thing is kind of difficult to navigate if we don't know who we are, what our real core feelings and opinions are without being distracted by the rest and including the collective conscious. And I really wanted to talk about my idea about the cookie jar. And you'd be like, Jenny, what the heck are you talking about? Well, I remember when I was a kid, and I'm sure you guys can relate, but there were these great big ceramic jars that like grandma would keep all the goodies there, you know, the cookie jar, right? I think even Avon used to make some really pretty ones that people would collect. I know my mother had a few. She was a big Avon collector. But anyway, that lid on that cookie jar was pretty darn solid, and it made a very distinct sound. And I decided one day, because I was feeling it, yeah, I was feeling it. I was feeling like as an intuitive and so on, I could certainly go down that path of, oh my God, all these things, all these feelings, all these thoughts are coming in on me. I can feel them talking or feeling it. You know, the collective conscious never shuts up. And how do you shut it up is my point. So we're thinking about this grandma, you know, what do you call it? Cookie jar. So how do we apply that to kind of shutting off what's not yours? Well, think about putting the lid on the jar, you know, and what I did, and you're going to laugh so hard at me. Hang on. Clear my throat. But listen to this, guys. I actually uploaded a cookie jar lid sound effect, and that was to really bring that home. And now, there you go again. Close that sucker. So now what you can do is you can imagine that this cookie jar is you. And everything around it and outside of it is the collective conscious and the rest of the world and all the other crap that's going on. If you really want to get to your own thoughts, your own core, your true essence, you know, and to really be present and feeling the things that we want to be connected to at times, you know, maybe it's our guardian angel or our spirit guide or, you know, the sacred cow type thing if we're in Asia, you know, whatever. You know, the point is you can close it off. And it's as simple as close that lid, okay? Does that make sense? Maybe, maybe not. One more time, my friend. Yeah, close the lid. All right, so with I think I've done a pretty good run here. Uninterrupted, I did not get disconnected. I don't think I got cut off with my audio. So let's let's hope that that's true. And since this show is all about energy and nothing more, it's all about healing. Like I said, you are welcome to call in. I do see some calls hanging. But for those of you who want to come back in and also get your own free personal energy healing, you can call me at 516-666-9920. Oh, yeah, I just saw Gabby. You get show my cookie. Oh, I'd love to see it. Remember that old song, too? It was like you use your friend's name and be like, Gabby took the cookie in the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? So anyway, let me take a short break, and if there's time, we will get to the phone lines. Once again, 516-666-9920 if you would like to get your free personal energy healing. I am going to take a short break, and this break is for dancing. This break is for, releasing energy that is kind of misplaced or stuck in the body. A lot of it has to do with, movement of the body even. So if you want to, because I'm a sucker for music with horns in it, I find it very, very funny. So I'm going to play this. You can dance around, and I will too, and we'll be right back. And that was Cake, Short Skirt Long Jacket. And I'm glad that people are enjoying it. And like Gabby said, number one, you have to move when you hear that song, I hope, right? And number two, no one is changing their name to Karen at this point in time. Poor Karen, you know. But anyway, welcome back, everybody, to Pure Energy or Free Energy Healing. My name is Jenny Satori Davis, and this show is all about healing and whatever it takes for us to have just even a bright spot in an otherwise cloudy moment. It helps. It can help us tremendously. And if I can do that even in the smallest amount by being goofy and awkward on here, then I hope that helps you. It helps me to know that it makes you smile. So, I want to just kind of preface about energy healing. It varies. You know, what is an energy healer? I don't know. I don't know what the next energy healer is. I do know what I do, and that is basically I feel your body is naturally inclined to heal. You know, if you get a cut on your arm, your body immediately goes to work. It already produces its own energy to start healing. And the way I work is no different than that, in that it's more or less just kind of maybe making the process a little faster or whatever, but it isn't necessarily, you know, just magic and presto changeo either. You know, and there have been times when I have worked with someone and they did not find the healing the way they would think it would. Sometimes it's even a bridge to the next thing that will ultimately heal them completely. You know, I think it's very important to note that also when it comes to healing, we're our own best healers, you know, and if we aren't looking after ourselves emotionally and spiritually and physically, why would you think that going to a healer would be any different? You know what I mean? It's kind of it's tough because on one hand, I love to demonstrate the beauty and the magic, for a lack of a better word, in energy work. But at the same time, I want to caution people to never just rest on that and look outward to get the help that they could perhaps get themselves, you know. So it's always a balance when we're doing this kind of work between making sure that your client or someone you want to help is not, well, you're not enabling them, I guess, is the best way to put it, you know. So, So what I also wanted to add about the whole idea of being supported is that I think there's a lot of people who don't believe they are because of their circumstance. You know, I used to not believe I was supported. I didn't even really, it wasn't on my radar. You know, I wasn't thinking I wasn't supported, but I wasn't thinking I was pretty much neutral. And maybe that's the normal state of people, you know, generally in the world where it's not even an issue. But I think it's a beautiful thing to know that we're supported, you know. And as I was trying to say yesterday in the other broadcast that didn't make it, was that Spirit talks to us constantly, and I know it talks to me all the time, and I have to do my mommy voice and say, shut up, you face, a couple of times when, you know, I want to go to bed or whatever. But the thing is, we meet people sometimes who are talking through Spirit. You know, they're kind of used as that vessel to talk to you further, because, you know, if you're not listening, which is another issue, this is why we should close our cookie jar so we can hear clearer. But if we're not listening, they will find other ways to get to us, you know. And there was a meeting I had with a beautiful new family member. I am an adopt person, and I had since found a lot of my family members. And one of them is developmentally disabled, and she is just unbelievably brilliant and wise. And I had this conversation with her. It started off as like, you know, talking about what's going on in the world and the, you know, the vaccines and so on. And we were talking about the fear out there. And she said to me, well, you know, we all have our own angel. And I got chills up and down my spine, I must say. It was, you know, maybe if I would say that right now on this show, it wouldn't resonate or hit if I was listening. But this lovely woman just came from pure purity, you know, and innocence, and a very matter-of-factly, like this was a fact in her life, you know, and she just looked at me and said, everyone has their own angel, you know. And she went on to say how we're sort of given it right away as soon as we come out of the womb, and they're there from start to finish in our little life, you know, journey or whatever. And I just thought that it was the most special thing. I was beaming inside. I did get a little emotional, but I didn't want to look as cray cray. So I was just like, yeah, you know, I agree totally. I was so happy and proud just to know her and hear her give me her pearls of wisdom like that. Her, you know, sometimes wisdom is very obvious, but it hits us in such a way, you know, like that's when it's really like a pearl, as I'm trying to say, you know, like sometimes you can hear a phrase over and over again your entire life. And then one day you hear it and it's completely different. You take it in a completely different way. And my roundabout point is that's how spirit works. You know, on that particular day, I wasn't having the best of day. And I certainly wasn't open to listening to spirit at all. I was more busy and wrapped up in mundane. And then that came to me, you know, and I just wanted to share that. And I love when these things happen that I can share them, because it is a healing type of thing. When you find things for yourself that resonate, you want to share it, you know? So anyway, I think I have done exactly what I wanted to do on this show. This is not my regular show. I generally do Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. This was going to be just a quick bonus show, which I was doing yesterday. Didn't work out. I think maybe I have the sound sorted and everything else I wanted to do. So I think what I'm going to do is just call this one, and we will see you back next Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, how's that sound? Good? All right, I will see you Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern, and thank you guys so much for being here.
Some days are diamonds, some days are rocks, some doors are open, some roads are blocked, and some towns are golden. Then fade away. nothing. I'm coming back someday, 'cause you got a heart so big it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down. All around your island there's a barricade that keeps out the danger, holding the pain. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you cry. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. But you got a heart so big it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down. Part of me you carry, and part of me is gone. But you got a heart so big it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down. You got a heart so big it could crush this town, and I can't.